Chapter 1. The Sinking Plane. Crisp and brittle, the staccato torrent ripped out from the headphones.
SOS! SOS! Down in storm, 20 miles south of Errol Island. SOS! Hull leaking. Starboard wing smashed. Cannot last 2 hours. SOS! Transport plane New Orleans bound, sinking 20 miles.
Johnny Trescott's opinion of the matter was amply summed up in a single word.
Damn!
Bad news, Chief?
Asked Tiny Swartz above the yelling gale.
We've got to forget Georges Coquelin,
Johnny replied.
This makes the third time in a row. Why can't these two continents pilots take care of themselves?
Tiny Swartz eyed the dripping foredeck of the lunging 75-footer. Green seas, topped with froth, were breaking. The one-pound gun was alternately swallowed and disgorged by water. The two 200-horsepower Stirling diesels throbbed under the deck, pounding out their hearts against the blow. For 5 hours, the Coast Guard patrol boat 1004 had barely held her own. Heine turned back to Trescott, noting the wild look in the chief petty officer's sea-blue eyes.
Don't take it so tough, Johnny. George will still be around.
Sure,
muttered Johnny.
Sure, but he's getting into my curly locks even so. He'll run $100,000 worth of dope into the coast tonight, and nobody will be there to say boo. Hell, this will make the third time!
Heine eyed the earphones, which still crackled stridently.
Well, you can't leave that crate to sink.
No, we can't leave it to sink.
Johnny agreed. He turned to the helmsman standing 2 feet behind him.
Change your course to south-southwest.
The helmsman stared from under the damp, glistening brim of his sou'wester.
But Johnny, that'll stick us into the trough. It'll knock the stuffing.
I said change the course.
Johnny rapped.
Who the hell is captain of this scow anyway?
Heine thrust his head out of the doorway and brought it back in an instant, drenched.
Blows picking up. Be a hurricane before morning. Never did like this coast off here anyway. Give me New York every time. I was telling Max yesterday that this Louisiana duty was the bunk. All sweat and no time in port. If it keeps up...
Shut up! They're calling again.
He slapped the phones back over the sides of his damp head.
SOS! SOS! Transport plane 37 in sinking condition, 20 miles south of Errol Island. Hull filling with water. Two pilots, James Ferguson and hostess aboard. SOS!
Johnny Trescott picked up his key. Bracing himself against the dripping side of the pilot house, he rattled,
Coast Guard patrol boat 1004 on its way. Keep your belt buckled.
Okay.
Clicked the receiver.
Okay, Coast Guard.
Johnny hung the phones over a peg.
Good boys, those two continents pilots. Cool as a ton of ice.
Don't talk about ice,
complained Heine.
I'm out on my feet for a drink. Who's aboard her?
The pilots, the hostess, and one passenger. Bird by the name of James Ferguson. I'll bet he's having a tough time of it.
James Ferguson? Of New Orleans? Why, he's the guy with all the dough. Made it in real estate. Hostess too, huh? That's good news. They're generally swell girls.
Johnny growled.
Nicks on that dope. This isn't New York.
The Coast Guard 1004 was now in the trough. The great green mountains hit her broadside, smothered her. But each time she went down, she struggled back, shaking herself like a gray whippet. Occasionally, she ran against a crosswave. The effect was the same as a train striking a mountainside. She crashed down, stayed there for a moment, shuddering, and then, as if the effort was far too great, came sluggishly back to plow onward again. The deckhouse windows were alternately green with sea and gray with sky. Johnny Trescott pulled the bill of his battered white-topped cap down over his left eye and sighed.
I would have been all set if this hadn't come up.
Oh, stop worrying about Georges. He'll still be around. What's it to you anyway?
Plenty. I've been chasing him all over the Gulf of Mexico for 2 months. He's landed enough dope to supply the U.S. for years to come.
I don't like those dope guys. The rummies now,
said Heine judicially.
They were different. They knew they weren't going to get anything stiff, and they never did a thing about it. But dope. I remember one guy we nailed off Maine. Had a 3-inch gun and 3 machine guns. That was one sweet fight. Means a lot of time to those birds if they're caught.